Let's talk about Francisco Ramirez, Francisco Ramirez, 71692. I want to go to San Francisco. Mr. Francisco Ramirez is a 30-year-old gentleman who just had a baby with his wife. He comes in today with cough, congestion, bloody phlegm, sore throat. He also has had issues with multiple bowel movements a day that his wife complains about, but he says he can't do anything about it. He had a history of colitis. Currently, he's not having any diarrhea, though. He does have swelling in the legs at the end of the day. He does have history of seizure disorder. At one time, he was checked by his doctor for sleep apnea, but the doctor moved away before he could get his results. He has severe snoring. He feels tired at the end of the day. He has a tendency to fall asleep when he's watching a movie with his wife and other similar issues consistent with sleep apnea symptoms, period. In the paragraph, he also has a history of fatty liver that needs to be rechecked. Today, he has not had any seizures, and he's working and going to, and driving on a regular basis without any issues, period. In the paragraph, his weight gain has stabilized. He had some blood work done last year, and that was pursued, that was looked at, including TSH and testosterone level. Hemoglobin A1C was within normal limits, and his carbamazepine level was within normal limits as well. He did have a hepatitis profile, which was stable as well, period. He doesn't do much exercise, and he doesn't, but he likes to, but has gained some more weight, but he wants to start exercising now. But the time is an issue. Allergy, Cipro, COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, history of asthma, fatty liver. Has had some long COVID symptoms with leg pain, arm pain, some neuropathy time symptoms, has seizures, have not changed any, history of fatty liver. He does have asthma. His asthma appears to be slightly worse with the current cough at this time. His seizures are controlled. His liver function test needs to be rechecked. His hepatitis profile was negative because of his fatty liver and increased liver function test in the past. Also has had a history of colitis, which could contribute to his frequent urination, frequent bowel movements, period. The paragraph, he does need to have his sleep apnea rechecked, especially with current symptoms, period. His last triglycerides was 417, but it was a non-fasting specimen, and we need to recheck at this time. Medications, see the list I've created for his medication I brought up to date. Surgery, no recent surgery. Social, he smokes, but he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke. I mean, he doesn't use drugs. He's a machinist. His family history is positive for diabetes, high cholesterol, history of stroke, no heart attacks, no cancer, and thyroid issues. Today he weighs 230 pounds, 97%, 98.5, 16, 68, 134 over 78. Heart positive, lung positive, restored lungs, few bronchi. TMs are red, posterior and pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, no TMs, neurological, skin shows no rash. Assessment number one, history of asthma associated with bronchitis. We'll treat him with Rocephin, Decadron, Z-Pack, Medrol, Dospac. Next number is, did I say allergy to Cipro? If I didn't put that in there. Next number is history of asthma, continue with inhalers, PRN. Next one is frequent bowel movement with history of colitis, no blood noted, no abdominal pain. Next number, he does consume a lot of food and a lot of fiber. Next number, COVID symptoms appear to be, post-COVID symptoms appear to be stable. Next number, seizure disorder stable. Next number is check liver function test. Next number, slightly increased right ventricle size associated with the symptoms of sleep apnea warrants us to get another sleep study. Next one is lose weight. Next one is diet and exercise. Next one is end of the day swelling has caused me to do ultrasound of his legs to make sure there's no DVT. None was found. There's no evidence of PVD. His leg pain is most likely related to the type of work that he does. Next number, he doesn't believe in COVID immunization. Next number is reevaluate in 1 week after reports come back. Next number is fatty liver. Has stayed the same with no significant change from previously. Next number, no evidence of aortic aneurysm noted. Next number is kidneys are within normal limits. Next number, spleen looks normal on the ultrasound. Next number is prostate is within normal limits. Next one was recheck blood work along with the carbamazepine, CARBAZAMPINE level this time. Thank you.